Yeah, those guys are douchebags.
Man, that's some BS.
You post it too? Yeah.
So, yeah. You want to get started?
Sure.
This is Podsmack. Rock him a thing.
Welcome to Podsmack, the misadventures of two guys, a girl, and a podcast. I'm Dan Balvoni.
Shannon Cooley.
Joe Jones.
And first things first, we forgot to do something last week, and I'm going to throw that in our admissions. We forgot to give a movie or TV suggestion. I tried to make that a weekly thing, and apparently one week, and we forgot. So I don't know if you guys have anything off the top of your head or not.
I know you've all talked about this before, but I was out of work sick, so I binge-watched season one of Game of Thrones, and I know you both watch it.
Yep.
But for anyone that hasn't watched it, if you like rape, incest, killing, and all sorts of generally wacky stuff, go for it. It's a great show.
That covered everything on my checklist. were you like myself and upset the way season one ended?
I wasn't upset in the way it ended. I mean, you saw it coming. I mean, this is not... There was no way... I'm not going to give it away. If you haven't watched it...
Well, at this point, season four is starting.
I know.
And if you haven't saw season one yet, or...
Well, here, let me see. The main protagonist of season one was... I forget his name, but he's the head of the Stark family.
Yeah, Ned Stark.
Ned Stark, okay. So... The most thing that I was upset about was that he didn't stick to his guns and keep saying what he's... Like, he knew he was right.
Yeah.
And in his heart, he knew what was going to happen. So he just should have stuck with it. That's what I was most upset about.
Yeah, I wasn't... He was one of... Probably my second favorite character in the first season.
Yeah.
I was just very like, oh man, you're gonna kill him.
Oh, he was like, yes,
they behead him, let's just get it out.
Yeah.
He was like my fourth favorite character, so I was okay with
really?
That. Yeah.
See, I thought he was gonna be like a regular, because since he's on the cover of the DVDs,
yeah.
I thought he was gonna be in for seasons and seasons. I was like, what?
That's when you know in this series, no one is sacred.
Yeah.
No one ever knows who's gonna get next.
Unfortunately, I had to go on IMDb because I was trying to figure out who someone was. And it does tell you how long they're on the show, so
yeah.
I'm like, oh!
Does it? Yeah.
I'm like, that one's gonna die, this one's gonna die.
Well, that could be part of it, but they also can go away and come back, because that's one of those episodes where, or shows where not every character is on every episode.
Yeah,
so.
True.
But the little guy is, and that's what makes it.
It was a very interesting character, and again, I could get over it because this was fantasy. There's dragons, okay? Those are not real.
How far along are you in the season?
I finished the end of season one. I haven't started season two yet.
Oh, okay.
He plays a bigger role later on.
So I like Khaleesi, the mother of the dragons.
That's my favorite.
I like her. I loved her husband.
Yep, I like
that. I was very upset about that. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, come on. I'm like, they were great together. I love that. And I really like the imp. He is smart, man.
You gotta be smart when you're when you're that small.
He's not beating anybody up. So.
He's not fast, so.
Yeah, no, I gotta say, it's a great series. I'm so tempted just to, like, get HBO for 1 month towards the end of the fourth season and just get it on demand and binge watch it, because I don't know if I can wait a year, because...
No, I know.
When you see the end of the third season, you'll know why.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the red wedding everybody keeps talking about?
Before you fall for the trick, because there's a trick, because I was looking at the title of the episodes, because I thought that would be the title of the episode, The Red Wedding. So I'm like waiting for it. I'm like, oh, this isn't it. People are just calling, it's not, the title of the episode isn't called Red Wedding. It just is whatever, and then they're just referring to the events of that.
So, all right, so this is another thing that I don't get. Seeing as how... Clearly, I'm behind the times, and I've only seen season one. Why does Joffrey keep the Stark girl around? He doesn't need her anymore. He killed her father.
Like, it's like rubbing it in her face, and like just because he can.
But now he's king. Like, he doesn't have to marry her.
Well, we won't get.
Yeah, because he kind of does stuff that in later seasons.
Yeah, you'll see it in the next couple seasons. But I think the whole idea is that because the Stark family is still kind of controlling the North, they want to keep her so they can try to control the whole realm. That's the whole idea, because it's still the bloodline, it's the family line. Any right. child that she has is going to be the ruler of the yeah. North. So yeah. that's why they're keeping her around. If you kill her, then anyone can come and stake a claim yeah. now, and then, you know. I think that's the whole thought process. But maybe that also comes from seeing a couple others, you know, seeing some of the other seasons and hearing how things are going to work. Not to ruin it for you, because I didn't tell you what happens.
Right, and then my friend at work who watches this told me that eventually I will like Jaime Lancaster.
Lannister?
Lannister, whatever his name is. And I said, I don't see how I could like that. He threw a kid out the window. I don't know. I don't know if I can get over that.
I've seen all four seasons. I still don't like him.
I will say this in his defense. He does kind of have a little turn to him.
Yeah.
But you have to wait till the third season, towards the end, to see, like, maybe he starts to change a little.
Yeah, because between him and his sister and Joffrey, I can't stand that whole family, except for the little guy.
The sister, and this is kind of weird. The sister played Sarah Connor in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I don't know if you saw the TV mm-hmm. series.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. At least the first season was. Apparently, the girl who's supposed to be playing Khaleesi is supposed to play Sarah Connor in a reboot of The Terminator. So I thought that was kind of weird how...
On a movie?
Yeah. That's a rumor I heard. I don't know. I mean, I hear rumors all the time. Yeah. They'll make them true.
I guess one of the girls from Game of Thrones took over somebody's part in The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So they're replacing the character, who is pretty integral to the whole rebellion at this point, but we'll see.
What is odd, I read an article they're talking about new characters that are going to be coming into season 4, and there's a whole bunch, but it was very odd, so like saying who the name of the person is, you know, what they've been in, and then what character they're going to play.
Yep.
For some reason, they're bringing in two porn stars. They don't know what characters they're going to play. They're just bringing them in.
Oh, I wonder.
So
they're going to be generals?
I don't know.
Well, here's my other thing. If I really wanted to know what was going to happen, I could just read the books. And at this point, they're getting worried because they're almost catching up to the books. Yeah. Like, he hasn't written another book yet. Mm. So I don't know if they're... up to, like, there's, I don't know how many books there are so far. There's 5 books, but they're going to catch up pretty soon, and they're getting worried about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure if they throw enough money at him, he's going to finish his...
his next book? Well, he is integral in the whole show. Like, the producers work with him.
Can you give me that? I don't want him to play with that.
He keeps stepping on it.
God,
he wants some popcorn or something.
Give him some popcorn. There's a new show that came on, actually the second episode, which I'm kind of digging. Have you seen Surviving Jack yet? Anybody?
No.
Haven't even heard of it.
What's it about?
Well, the thing that I like so far, I like the best about it, it takes place in one of my favorite time periods, which was 1991. So I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The premise is the father, who is kind of the main character, I guess you'd say,
mm-hmm.
he played in Law & Order SVU.
Christopher Maloney.
Yeah.
This is the one he's, yeah.
He's really good in this. And he's like, he's a doctor, but he's taking on more of the at-home duties because his wife is now either going back to school or going back into the workforce or whatever. So he's kind of overseeing his high school age kids. And he is a very much, like, just strict. And the way he handles it, like, he's in the last episode, he was... His son comes up to him and wants him to train him and his friends to make the varsity baseball team. And he's like, wakes him up, drags him out 5 and more, make him do push-ups. And you think it's raining out, but really he's just sitting there with a hose squirting down. You know, and it's just very like, he comes home and sees his kids on the furniture, or his kid and his friend's furniture playing, pretending to be American Gladiators. So then he jumps up there and just starts, you know, laying waste to them all. So... It's hilarious. There's lots of 90s references, which I love. And I don't know. I hopefully it lasts for a while because...
It's on Fox, huh?
Yeah. It's not bad. I think it's pretty good. I mean, if you like the 90s, which, you know...
Who doesn't?
As I much said in the past, I'm a That's where my music stopped going. Did any of you manage to track down what April 8th is?
No, I completely forgot.
Same here.
It's a big day.
April 8th?
April 8th. I don't think you'll find it, though.
No?
No, it's Rex Manning Day.
Oh, yeah, I would have found it.
You don't get the reference? No.
No.
And have you seen Empire Records?
No.
A long, long time ago.
Well, you know who Rex Manning is from this?
I don't even remember.
It's a show, movie, 1995. I won't go into it since neither of you look too enthused.
I was a junior in high school, so.
95?
I don't really remember that much back then.
Yeah, I was in like elementary school back then.
Yeah. Well, anyways, soundtrack I liked and the movie, I don't know. It had Renee Zellweger and
Empire Records?
Yeah. But the
it's a good movie.
It takes place in a record store and it, you have to watch it. It's one of those movies. It's kind of
it's a cult favorite.
It's like a 90s.
Oh, it's one of those type of movies.
It's a 90s Breakfast Club, is what how I always describe it.
You know how I feel about the Breakfast Club.
I don't know what's wrong with you and your Breakfast Club. Is there a John Hughes movie you do like? I know there's one.
What?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. I did like that.
Of course, you like Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
Quite honestly, after that and the Breakfast Club, that's about all I was for John Hughes. I can't think of any other ones. I wasn't a 16 Candles or Pretty in Pink or...
You didn't like 16 Candles?
Hell no.
Yeah, me neither.
Come on.
What are you trying to trick me, John? Trying to trick me into being ridiculed. You bastard.
Girl movies.
Hey, I watched more than my fair share of quote-unquote chick flicks, and I have no problem admitting that.
But you don't like them.
I have quite the... Before I even met Miss X, I had quite the extension... collection of chick flicks. I think I have, like, what? 8 Jennifer Lopez romantic comedies as it is.
No, I wonder why.
What? She wasn't in my top 3. Although I know, but
she's still up there.
I may have to modify my list again.
Again?
I just found out that show that Jamie Chung is maybe getting canceled.
Uh-oh. Believe?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard a rumor that it may get canceled. There's not enough TV time for her to stay on the list.
I actually like that show. I like it better than Resurrection.
Oh, did you watch it?
I watched it.
Miko!
Kill. Kill.
Stupid dog.
Kill. Is the gate up?
Yeah. So what if it isn't? Let it run.
John Hughes wrote Mr. Mom and Weird Science.
Weird Science is awesome.
Yeah. He also wrote European Vacation.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like the worst vacation movie of all time.
Yeah, that was one of them.
He wrote Mr. Mom. That was a funny movie.
That was Michael Keaton. That was all Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it was funny. He wrote The Great Outdoors. Uncle Buck. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Home Alone.
But did he direct them or did he just write them?
He wrote them.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to have much of a story. Someone doesn't write it.
True. Jeez. Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite. That's my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
He also wrote the consummate Jennifer Lopez movie, Made in Manhattan. Which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I like that movie. I got it on DVD.
Are you kidding me?
That was awesome.
There was absolutely no chemistry between the two of them.
Okay, there was a dog.
A dog.
Who was that? Liam Neeson?
No, it was Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, right.
I refuse to call him Ralph Fiennes because his name is Ralph Fiennes.
There was, like, negative chemistry between the two of them.
I wasn't watching it for the chemistry.
Oh, good lord.
They had friends that went to the movies to see that.
Nah, I wasn't going to movies to see that.
Oh, Stanley Tucci was in that, and he is hilarious.
He is good.
He's good. But anyway. Anyway.
Jeez.
Back on. What's next?
All right. So, we won't talk about Empire Records, not although the Rex Manning, that I just want to point out, Max Caulfield was in Grease 2, and I know you're a Grease fan.
I'm not a Grease 2 fan. There is a big difference between Grease and Grease 2. They're not even in the same category.
See, I like Grease 2.
Do they still sing in it?
Yes. Yeah, but they kind of more or less make fun of the first Grease, so.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh.
It's in a bowling alley. There, it's, no, that is not, no. No. Not allowed.
What's wrong with bowling?
There's nothing wrong with bowling. It was called Grease because it was about the car. Car Grease.
It was called Grease 2 in...
And it had nothing to do with cars.
Maybe there's grease on the motorcycle. Bowling lanes or something.
Ugh, not the... No. Anyway. No.
All right, let's talk about paternity leave for professional athletes. I know you brought the article to my attention. I didn't even hear about it until then. So I'll let you set it up.
There's a player on the Mets, Daniel which Murphy. Is almost a baseball team.
Whoa. Yeah. The last time we played each other head-to-head, we won, so...
Yeah, because half my team was on injured reserve.
Nope. That's because you had Papelbon on your team, and he gave up the...
Anyway. No. No, she's a Yankees fan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm not a Red Sox fan. Oh,
we gotta kick her out of here.
The guy, Red Sox.
Oh, I thought you were a Sox fan.
I have good taste.
I'm sitting right here.
Anyway.
Yeah, last time we played you guys, we swept you. That's right, that's right.
Anyway, new season.
All right, go ahead.
Player on the Mets, his wife was about to give birth, so, and it happened to coincide with the opening of the season. So he took his 3 days paternity leave, which is all he gets, which is a bunch of crock, 3 days.
Yep.
But anyway, he took it, and these radio hosts in New York laid into him. For taking his 3 days off because they didn't think there was anything that he needed to do for the birth.
Now, this is where we may have to lose our PJ rating because one of the radio guys who opened his mouth is someone I absolutely can't stand, and that's Boomer Esiason.
Oh, yep.
And I just want to say again, I'm going to apologize up front, but fuck Boomer. he made the statement of something to the fact that his wife should have planned to have a C-section before the start of the season.
Yep.
I guess he's apologized now, but what the hell is wrong with him? I mean, and the other thing you look at, how long is a baseball season?
162 games.
162 games. He missed three games.
In April.
Yeah, I know.
In April. This is not going to determine who goes to the World Series.
Nope.
It's April.
Let's do the math on it. That's about 1.5% games he missed of the season for the birth of it, which is a once in a lifetime unless they decide to have like 30 kids type of thing.
Even that.
That's his first child, right?
Yeah.
It's his first kid. He was there for his wife, to support his wife, and to meet his child.
Yep.
He shouldn't have to wait until he has a day off to meet his kid.
I know.
And it's baseball. They play, like, every day. So when is he going to have a chance?
It's not life or death, either. That's the other thing. Even if it was, still.
And what if something had happened, and he wasn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for him for taking the days off.
Yeah, I was already informed that if that ever happened for me, I would have to.
Take the day off?
I'd have to be there.
Yeah, you gotta be there.
Yeah, you're taking your full paternity leave, plus whatever vacation time you have.
I joke.
I don't care what job you have, you should be there.
Well, I said I want them to knock her out, and then I can fill out the birth certificate myself.
Yeah. Well,
we're debating, we've always had this issue about names.
The name, yeah.
I want little Dan, and...
What does Miss X want?
Sebastian.
Oh, hell no.
I said, that'd be fine for a middle name.
Sebastian?
Sebastian, I say.
That kid better learn karate.
I know, I said that. You just get, unless you're like a giant Polish kicker for the Raiders, you don't have
There's not even a good nickname for that.
Seabass. I mean, Seabass.
Seabass.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
So,
that doesn't really go with your last name either.
I know.
I don't
know. Then there was another one, but you didn't see Underworld, did you? No,
nah, I don't.
She liked the name Lucian.
Lucian. Again,
that's better than Sebastian.
It's better than Sebastian. It's unique. At least it's unique. But still, I'm just seeing a kid with long, flowy hair. And
Bobby.
What? You think that's gonna happen?
Very pale and dresses in black. That's what I'm seeing when I see Lucian. I don't know. I think I never had a kid. Nothing that size is ever going to come out of my body. Like, I don't ever want to have one. I acquired mine. He was already named, so it was all done. But I think you kind of got to see the kid. Like, you pick a couple names you like, yeah. but you gotta... How do you name something you never saw before? Like, you gotta... It could come out, and you could have a name, and you could be like, no, it you doesn't know. Work.
What would you do if it was a girl?
Well, I don't have naming rights on that either, so...
Yeah.
I have ones I like, but they get yeah. voted down.
Yeah.
They tend to be the Italian variety, though. They all end in A.
You can do it like I do and just call... I just call my nephew a whole totally different name than he named. They named him because I didn't agree with the name they picked.
Yeah.
So I picked a whole different name, and that's what I call him.
What do you call him?
Jack.
Jack?
Because he looks like a little Jack Kennedy with his little strawberry blonde hair. Yeah.
what is his name, then?
Levi.
Wow, that's Levi. You call Levi Jack.
I call
okay.
Levi Jack. Yeah.
All right. I'm a little jealous of his hair. That isn't Kennedy looking. That's like a David Cassidy style.
Well, before it was that long, it was reddish, and I always thought he looked like a little Jack Kennedy.
Yep.
I look at him and like just have a grudge against him because he's got that hair.
Oh, he's got nice hair?
Yeah. Like,
I look at him and hope they let me babysit him so I can shave his
head. Yeah, you're like, I want to shave this kid's head.
I told her. I said, you ever give him to me for a couple hours, he's coming back with a haircut.
You know, donate him to me for locks of love.
I wouldn't mind if it wasn't in his eyes all the time, but the poor kid's got, you know, sweaty hair in his eyes all the time.
No.
But he's adorable, so not much you can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about
paternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
Boomer Sides is a jackass.
Yeah.
Did he get canned as well as... I know Marino got canned off that... CBS? Off the CBS show. Did Boomer Sides get canned as well? I hope he did. I
can't stand him.
I was always hoping Dan Marino would just tell him to shut up because he'd be like, oh, do you mind holding my gold jacket for me? just let me real quick and interrupt because I almost forgot. When I intro and put and at the end of the show, I just play some random songs, and I was thinking maybe I should, since I never know what I'm going to put on until it's after I put it together, I figured maybe this show after I would, you know, say what the music was, and then I got an email today last night asking what was the Pete Rock CL Smooth song I played at the end of the last episode, so I might as well let people know. Last episode, the intro was Godsmack's Whatever, and the closing song was Pete Rock CL Smooth the Creator, the remix. Did you hear it or no?
I've heard the song before.
Yeah, but no, okay. Joe doesn't listen to the shows at all.
I live them.
I don't blame you because when I'm editing it, I hate the sound of my voice. It just annoys the crap out of me. I'm like, man, I sound like a lady.
And yes, that was you.
As if I couldn't feel worse about that. I figured as much. I was like, Joe's voice is too deep. Joe's got that Barry White quality.
Yeah, you know.
I'll call you Venus Flytrap from now on. So, did you guys hear this? The James Franco?
17
the text 17? Thing?
Yeah.
Now they're saying it was like a hoax or something. I don't know.
I think that's what they're trying to say now.
He said he admitted that he was...
trying to pick up a 17-year-old girl and have sex with her?
Well, he admitted to flirting with her or something.
What about the part about how would I get a hotel room? You can come over.
He's weird.
He is weird.
I don't know what to say about him. He's just weird.
He's just one of those guys, I don't understand why he's still in movies, because I don't think he brings anything to what he does. I mean, he plays the stoner role, but you know what? Get Seth Rogen. He's much more interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I actually liked him in, and I...
He was on General Hospital for a while.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's been in a lot of things, and it's just kind of like you could have put anybody else in the role, and it still would have been okay. I think.
Yeah, he ruined that Wizard of Oz movie. The Great and Powerful Oz.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I wasn't going to see that.
Mila Kunis in it.
Even that couldn't balance it out.
I like her. She's pregnant, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah?
That 70s show baby coming out.
Yeah. That just hurt me when she got together with Ashton Kutcher. I was like, you can do so much better than him. Really.
Yeah, I don't understand why he still has a job either.
Yeah,
what's he do now?
He's on that show.
Oh, yeah, the three.
He took over Charlie Sheen's
Two and a Half
Men, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
And then the man's not on anymore. The half man.
Yeah,
he's gone.
He went crazy.
Well, he went crazy.
Oh, he went in some cult or something. Was he in a cult?
He religious. Crazy. Something. Yeah.
Then he apologized, and then he went crazy again.
And then they kicked him off.
Yeah.
And now there's the lesbian child of Charlie Sheen's on the show, and she's taking over the half man spot.
That show's gonna end soon, then.
Yeah, I think that kid wants to do religious movies now.
He should hook up with Kirk Cameron then. The two of them can get together.
Kirk Cameron, yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
There's oh, for I good have. Reason. Where do you hear that from?
Because every 6 months he goes on a rally about how gays are horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Crushing my girlhood memories.
Well, it was a show with a guy they called Boner, so I mean. Now, do you have any desire to see any of the religious movies that are coming out, like the, was it Noah? Noah or the other one?
Noah looked pretty good. I mean, as a, like an action movie, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I would go see Noah.
It has the girl from Harry Potter in it, is it, right?
I mean, it does have Russell Crowe.
And the girl from Harry Potter.
I
don't know her name. What's her name?
It's probably
she
Emma.
Played Harry.
Emma.
Is it Emma
British?
Stone? It's not Emma Stone.
No, not
it's
Emma Stone.
I don't know. She played Hermione or whatever.
Yeah, but she's British, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably Emma.
Yeah, she's pretty. I mean, but again, I used to watch her when she was little in Harry Potter, and it just makes me feel weird to think she's pretty now.
What's the one they're gonna do with Jesus? There, what's that one called?
I don't know, Jesus.
No, you've seen the commercial.
Jesus.
You haven't seen the oh my God, it's one that when they did the TV series on the history or whatever that channel was.
Yeah.
Apparently they've edited it out. They were going to put in the part with Satan, but the actor they had play Satan on the TV series looked so much like Barack Obama.
Yeah, that they had to edit it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, now they're making a full movie out of it.
Yeah,
since it went so well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch those things on TV. I watch Vikings. that was good.
Emma Watson.
There you go. Yeah.
I was half right.
A lot of them are Emma. So.
I should have got Watson too because that's an English name.
I know.
All right. I read something. I don't know how long ago it happened. There was these people, their cable box, they would go into it and they would see like these threatening messages being left there. Like, you know, they were saying, I see, like if you can go in your cable box and say, I see you and this and that. And they called the cable company and the cops trying to figure out what's going on and cable company can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. And what I think they believe is happening is there's probably someone in the neighborhood that's close enough with a remote or something that's putting these messages on there.
How do you put a message on your cable box?
There's places where you can go and get messages, like the cable company can send you.
Oh.
And, they had a screenshot of some of the messages, like, you know, one was I see you and this and that. And I started thinking, I mean, how would you handle that if that was you and you're receiving these kind of messages?
Well, if it was me, I'd moon them. I don't think they want to see that, so if you're watching, here you go.
I'm like, I'm fine.
I just walk around naked.
That'll solve that problem. Nope. Nobody wants to see that. So.
I don't know, that's tough. You got to try to find out who it is. And then
sit in the bushes all day and night. Wait to see some little punk walk by.
Well, it's electronically. They could be sitting in their house doing that. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever... I should Google to see if they ever tracked down what happened, but I saw the article like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, huh, that's interesting.
I think my wife would be way more freaked out than I would be.
Probably.
Yeah. I'd be like, so? What are they going to see? Nothing happens here. We watch TV.
Of course, that kind of reminded me to a story I'll have a person explain the story in a minute, if they remember, Joe.
Uh-oh.
But this kind of reminds me back with when we were younger and
probably
with technology and the infamous what you can do with a scanner and someone with a cordless phone.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know what happens, right? Back in the day, if someone was on a cordless phone, you could pick up their conversations on a police scanner.
Yeah, you could find the frequency.
Yeah, and I know someone who used to do that. Do you care to share, Joe?
The story is pretty much It was disturbing, I think.
I can't remember the details when you told me. I just remember that you were picking up stuff from one of your neighbors.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, it was my neighbor. He had, it was him and his boyfriend were talking on the phone. And it's kind of graphic.
Well, we...
I don't know.
You clean it up a little.
First of all, why were you listening to that?
Just because we just, you know, just had a scanner now going.
Set the stage. You were in junior high school? High school?
Probably high school, yeah. It was definitely high school. It wasn't junior high.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, they're in their experimental stage.
At least so were you, because you were listening.
They were all... But we didn't know for sure, for a fact, if he was gay or not. Because, you know, back then, is everybody kind of, you're...
Well, nobody in high came school, out and said...
Yeah, in high school, nobody comes out. But you can tell.
Now it's like elementary school. Yeah. Like, that kid's 10, he identifies as transgender, and you're like, all right. Like, next week, he's going to identify as Superman, so let's see what happens.
All right, so, you know, they're having just a regular conversation, and then they're talking about how much they like each other, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to a point where they're saying, like, intimate details, and the guy's like, well, I don't mind sucking your meat. I just hate when you in my mouth. So I was like, after that, I think I pretty much stopped listening to the scanners after that.
You're done. Some things you just can't unhear.
Yeah. So I never could look at them the same.
Well, that's...
But the guy's pretty cool, though, so I don't have an issue with what they do.
No, but it's just one of those things where back in the day, I mean, kids nowadays aren't going to... Cordless phones, you can't do
that. Yeah, you can't do that.
Who even uses a cordless phone anymore, you know? I think my mom does, and that's about it.
Yeah, my parents have one.
But yeah, I mean, I don't. Who even uses landlines anymore? I know you recently.
Yeah.
Theoretically, got a landline.
Theoretically, I have one.
Because it was with the bundle.
I have no actual phone yet. I mean, yeah, because we can't find it.
Yep.
I don't consider cable phones to be landlines, anyways, because you have to run through the cable.
Yeah, because the power goes out. There's no phone, right?
No, there's a backup.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
How long though?
2 hours.
2 hours? Power around here goes out. It's going to be a lot longer than 2 hours.
I have my cell phone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
All right. So, another thing I sent you guys. Girl down in, was it Texas? Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Had it misspelled. Do we care? I mean...
I told you, I have no sympathy for stupid people.
It is funny, though. But it's funny that... Like, she approved it, or he wrote it out or whatever. She approves it, and he, I don't know how he didn't see that it was misspelled either.
In defense, I've misspelled tomorrow that way all the time, but you would think...
Put it in your phone or in the computer and spell check it.
Yeah, some kind of spell check thing,
before you permanently ink it on your body.
Well, I mean, it was like a paragraph long. Who the hell gets tattoos that are paragraphs long on you? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Shoddy! I mean, you're just begging to get something screwed up. Good job, Joe. Alright. Well, the other thing that gets me is they're offering her to, you know, cover it up, to remove it, this and that, and she hasn't... I mean, what else does she expect to get from the tattoo place? Is she going to work a lawsuit or something? I don't know.
She can have laser skin removal and just remove that patch and stitch it together so it's closed.
They offered laser removal and, you know, cover it up with another tattoo for free. I don't know what the hell she's waiting for. Other than
just wants her 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Everybody wants 5 minutes of fame. If we didn't want 5 minutes of fame, we wouldn't be doing this crappy-ass podcast.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get famous doing this podcast.
No, definitely not.
No, but I do have to be careful because I did have one person at work give me crap about the Easy Bake Oven I wanted. So I was going to unveil a story about talk about a conversation I had with a coworker, but I think I better not now.
Yep.
It was a conversation that reached different levels of stupidity.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe you just asked me that question type of stuff.
I get to every day. Every day somebody asks me a question like that at my work. Every day. Let me tell you about this at my work. For the last 2 weeks, I've had to do interviews for people that come in and want a job. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, I walk out going, I can't believe how stupid people are these days. You do not come to a job interview. Look, people who have kids, tell them this. You do not come to a job interview in your pajama pants. You do not come to a job interview after you have dropped out of school, failed to get your GED, and quit your last job because they weren't treating you well with no job lined up. That's not a plan for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Actually, now that you went off on that, let me throw out an idea I had because I was going through it. I wanted to perhaps maybe do a little bit where I will pull, there's a few interesting advice columns out there, maybe pull off a letter someone sent in and maybe get your guys' takes on the response.
Absolutely.
Because I think some people could use some life advice. I found a couple, and like I said, I tend to go for the ones if, I mean, it's no longer being written anymore, but I like the Ask Isadora type columns.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
Because never ceases to amaze me what some people will ask for advice on. So
that was the best part of the Advocate.
That was the only good part.
It was that or Weird News, and that was the only two things I would read. I don't think either of them are in the Advocate.
Yeah, News of the Weird is still on there, but you can just go on Huffington Post and the Weird News and see all those stories now.
Apparently they found the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I read that. But they can't prove it.
And they
put it away already.
And they just have it. It happened to the guy who found it, just happened to prove his own theory of how it got there.
Yeah.
You're buying it. Do you think it could be the Holy Grail? Do you believe that there is a Holy Grail?
At this point, who knows? No one knows. No one knows if there's a Holy Grail.
And
who knows?
And I know exactly where the Holy Grail is.
Where Indiana Jones left it.
No. I was going to say it's in a little castle in England guarded by a bunch of French guys. No? No one see Monty Python's?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
But I don't really remember.
My wife watches those.
I don't remember
those.
It verbatim. So.
You didn't see... What? You
didn't see... I've never seen any of the Monty Python's.
I remember the part where he was like Moses and he came out and he's like, I have these 15 commandments. And
first off, that is in Monty Python.
Oh, what is that?
That is...
But that's Mel Brooks. Oh,
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, he's
15, 10. No, Monty Python is the English sketch comedy guys.
Oh, all right, now. Nah,
again, I cannot understand those British people. I don't understand what they're saying.
It is, you have to watch it.
They ruin the English language.
They ruined the England thing.
What do they say about it? In fact, there's a reason. Actually, just getting back to this whole paternity thing, I just want to jump back to the tie-in. I had actually volunteered, if we were to have a kid, to stay home, and I've been rejected. One of many reasons is she doesn't want the kids to speak like me. Apparently, my damn bonics is not good enough. I make up too many words. So,
you know, Jesse Jackson, makeup artist.
What's wrong with Jesse Jackson?
There's a comedian was on like Comic View or something, and he was talking about Jesse Jackson making up words, and he said something. He goes, "Yeah, what we need to do is we need to jogatize."
Jogatize. One thing I want to propose for maybe an upcoming episode. And I want to get a volunteer to do this, Joe. I mean, first, let me ask, did any of you guys have to pass a drug test before you got your job?
Yeah.
Not at this current job, but at my last job. And I failed.
You failed?
Yeah, because I had cold medicine. Oh. And I told them that I was going to fail. They still made me take the test, and then I had to retake the test, and then I passed.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is I want to test out an urban legend of the... whether a poppy seed bagel will cause you to fail a drug test.
Nah, that won't cause you to fail.
Well, we're going to test it.
I have some of those kits.
Do you have?
Yeah, my work.
Does it do opiates?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a test then.
That's fine.
So, who wants to be the guinea pig? Who wants to eat the poppy seeds?
I love poppy seed bagels.
Okay. Because we'll have to do a control before and after.
Yep.
And just to check to see. Again, I don't know what level of how many poppy seeds you have to actually ingest, whether it's one bagel or not, but...
I would have to assume you'd have to eat a lot of poppy
seeds. Yeah, somebody said it was like half a truckload or something.
Well, we'll find out, because, you know, I read some stuff on Snopes, and I know Mythbusters did some stuff on it, but, you know, we can do our own field test.
You know what I don't understand about bagels? Why is the toppings only on the top? I know they're called toppings, therefore they should be on the top. But then you got the whole bottom of the bagel that tastes like crap because it doesn't taste like the rest of the bagel.
I don't cut my bagels in half, so it's not an issue with me.
I don't eat bagels.
Well, how do you put cream cheese on them?
I don't.
Oh, jeez.
You just eat it plain?
If it's one with toppings on it, yeah. I eat like a pretzel.
Freak.
Uh-oh. This must be your Miss X or someone.
Oh, no, it's probably Joe. Knowing Joe,
is it Joe?
Sent me a text.
Oh, yeah.
While we're sitting here. Because that's something...
Is it a,
yes,
is it a clown?
Joe would do.
This one's even freakier than the last.
That's something Joe would do. At least it's not like some of the other stuff you were sending me where I was afraid to open my text messages. When, oh, Joe sent me a picture. God help me.
It's a cartoon. That's like in the Batman game.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, so you're not scared of the cartoon ones, just the real ones.
Oh, all cartoons right. Are not real.
That's right. It's
what
fantasy.
Do you mean cartoons aren't real?
A cartoon can't jump out and kill me.
The other thing I was wondering, maybe on some future episodes, maybe we have to do a road trip.
To the driving range?
I know you gotta do that. But I wanna go and maybe do, I've never done it, do a palm reader, see what they come up with. And just record what they say.
You're gonna say, I have really small palms.
You think they would let you record them though?
Well, if you don't tell them.
That would be highly illegal.
Illegal schmiegel.
It's really illegal in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Just leave Massachusetts then. I don't know.
I bet you could get them to sign a release. We can go to Atlantic City. Road trip. That's how my wife, I gotta go. It's for the podcast.
Yep.
Let's see these lists. Nordic Live. Atlantic City.
Anything we can go else? On a hunt for the preacher man.
Oh, hell no. That, hunt for the preacher man. You don't have to hunt for him. I can tell you where he is.
I drove all through Springfield today. I didn't see him.
It's more like try to avoid the preacher
man. Yeah, I know.
Because when I see him come, I'm like, oh, mother. You know. Anything else? Do we have any suggestions, recommendations? I know you just mentioned you watched it. Anything? What we should watch, or are you watching anything new?
Well, I just got cable, so I've been watching the Food Network.
Finally?
I've been watching Chopped, and I've been watching Worst Cooks in America, and then there's a new one, something about Can You Beat Bobby Flay or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Did you see the final episode of How I Met Your Mother?
I did, well, I watched what I could of it, because I DVR'd, I haven't watched it since, like, season 3.
Oh, all right.
But I DVR'd it just so I wanted to see how it finally ended.
Yep.
And for some reason, I did see it, but it was so stupid because it was all, like, choppy parts of it. But I thought the ending was awful.
Didn't the mom die?
Yeah, nice happy ending.
Yeah.
They kill off the mom, and then he gets back together with Robin.
Yep.
Which is because they weren't good together, so that's...
Yeah, it's pretty much, but he was in love with her the whole time,
well,
you know.
And they rushed through it, too. I mean, it's like, okay, they do this whole build-up with Barney and Robin getting married, and then they get divorced in 3 years.
Yep.
They lasted 3 years married?
Apparently, I don't know. That's more than you thought?
Well, yeah. I haven't watched it in, like, 4 seasons.
I mean... Yeah, no, it was one of those shows where it started coming up against other stuff I like and it just lost out. I do like Allison Hannigan, though.
I like her.
I
watched
like
it
too.
For Barney. He was the best.
Well, he was the best.
He's hilarious.
If it wasn't, I don't know what came first. Was Harold and Kumar or How I Met Your Mother?
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, because the way the character, when he the way he played himself on Harold Kumar, I think just built that.
I think that's how he got this character.
Yeah.
He was just so hilarious.
He's awesome. Movie. And he's on Broadway now. Yeah. My wife wants to go see him in a where he's singing and dancing. So.
God, I can't stand musicals. You know, I thought there might be one musical that I actually didn't hate, and then I forgot what it was. So maybe there isn't a musical that I don't hate.
Did you see the link I sent you?
I refuse.
Wolverine the musical.
Oh, that one?
Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman and Wolverine the musical.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like your worst nightmare.
No, my worst nightmare was another link I saw.
Oh, the plane.
The that cast breaking out into a musical song on a plane.
Yeah,
that would be my absolute worst nightmare. I hate flying and I hate musicals. What could be worse? A musical flight.
How many times have you flown?
Twice. And that's too many.
Yeah.
Well, three, technically, because I had to come back that last time, so it's three. I had to fly on this little dinky one once. Basically, it was a bus with wings. And that wasn't fun.
I had to take one of those in Arkansas.
Have you ever been on a flight where they're like, all right, you sit here, you sit there, you sit there, because they have to balance the plane?
I think that was this bus flight, but they didn't really say that loud.
They stop you, and they're like, all right, you sit there.
Maybe that explains why I was on that side all by myself.
Probably.
They're like, oh, shit, not him. All right.
Because I had to do that when I went down to Virginia. And every little freaking bump, there's this lady in the back. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a long hour and a half.
Let me tell you this. Where were you flying from?
Bradley.
If I have to get on, if they have to balance us on that flight, I'm just going to rent the car and drive. There's no way I'm going to get on a plane that I have to worry about like that.
Yeah. I've been in a little four-seater, so I don't mind.
I went on a little one. When I worked for the big blue store with smiley faces on its logo, they would drive you to its headquarters in the middle of bumfuck Arkansas. and you would fly to the major airport, and then you would get on this little piddle plane that had a propeller in the front and, like, it was mini. It looked like something from the, you know, Cars or something. Like, it looked like a Disney toy. And you get on it, and you just pray the whole time. Like, I have a hard time with the whole God thing, but you just sit there and be like, please. please let us make it. Yep. Please. Everything will be fine. I'll do better. I'll be a better person if you just let me make it.
Yep. Like me at the dentist's office, white knuckle the whole time when I'm working on my mouth.
Oh, let's not talk about dentists.
Did you see, and there's a video out, I didn't watch the video, I read the article, I saw the picture, read the article. I think it was in Finland or somewhere someone was skydiving, almost got hit by a meteorite.
They took a picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reasons why I won't go parachuting number 38.
Oh, I would do that.
Getting hit by a meteorite.
I've done that.
I'd jump out of a plane.
Wow. Were you there? You?
I no, you and my brother were.
Yeah.
I was like, hell. They're like, oh, let's go skydiving. I'm like, no.
I won't go bungee jumping because I have a bad back, and I'm afraid that jerk would just throw it completely out of whack. I won't be able to walk anymore. Yep. But I'll go skydiving.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go skydiving.
I'm not bungee jumping. I'm not skydiving. With that being said, if money's on the line, then all bets are off. Huh? For money, yes. Yep. There isn't much I wouldn't do if the price is right.
We could do a podcast from the we're about to skydive.
No, Dana's flying back down in the plane.
There goes Shannon.
And they can try to play that game where, oh no, there's something wrong with the engine. I'll try to do the Yogi Bear. I'll step out
right before it hits the ground.
Because I ain't jumping.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'll wait and see the pilot go first.
Yeah.
I'll follow you. Just go. But yeah, man, that's just freaky, though. Could you imagine? They said if the guy jumped like a second and a half later, he'd probably be dead or something.
Yeah. Who thinks to check the sky for a meteorite?
Well, they had that one in, was it Russia, the one that hit some building and blew up? Like, they had the picture of someone taking it from their car, and it's like you just see this big flaming thing, and all of a sudden you hear... boom, and hit some planet.
First of all, was that verified by anyone that wasn't Russian?
Yes.
Because I don't trust them, okay?
They
bomb themselves and then blame it on meteorites. I do not believe anything they say.
I'll buy this one. If it was North Korea, that would have been a whole other story.
that Kim Jong, whatever his name, he reminds me of Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Just with worse hair.
do we got any recommendations? Or
I've been watching that. Started watching that show Crisis. I didn't like the first episode, but I gave the next episode a chance. And it's actually getting a lot better, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you said you're watching Believe. Are you liking that?
Yeah, I do like Believe. I like it better than Resurrection.
So, yeah, so I'll just stick with my recommendation, Empire Records.
Yep.
If you like 90s music, watch it. You got anything, Shannon?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm still catching up on all the things that I missed.
Did you ever see Spartacus?
No, I haven't. That's on Netflix.
Yep.
Or Amazon. It's on one of those.
Yeah, I have Netflix. It was on. I seen it all on Netflix.
I got to catch up on Amazon because I'm canceling that in September because it went up $20 from $79 to $99 a year, and it's not worth it.
What do you get with it?
You get allegedly you get free 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
but it's not free two-day shipping anymore, because I'll order things, and it'll say it's coming in 2 days, and it comes, like, a week later. So, and I only have to order $25 worth anyway to get the free two-day shipping, so...
Oh, so it's really
and then I get a bunch of other shows, some of which are not on Netflix. So, like, Arrow wasn't on Netflix, it was on Amazon.
Didn't they up the amount you had to buy to get the free?
$35. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that threw me off. So usually I did that. I would buy two things for $25.
So it's Amazon Prime, is it?
Yeah.
So you can stream videos and...
Yeah, it's like Netflix.
It's like Netflix.
And then you can buy whatever Amazon products are on there, like books. And
Well, you can... It's Amazon Prime is... Well, initially, it was just the
It was just
shipping.
The shipping, and then they introduced this as a bonus.
Oh, all right,
It has, like, all the Marvel movies, like the Iron Man, all that. Mm-hmm. It has all of those for free, and, like, it has different...
Well, some
yes, you're paying for it. And a yearly fee.
Yep.
So, but it's... Like, if you... And you can also rent things on it. So, like, when I was watching True Blood, I would... Mm-hmm. You could download the whole season and watch it through that.
Oh, all right.
So if there's something you want to pay for, you can watch it through that, too.
Yep.
But it's... I don't know. $100 a year seems like a lot to be paying for Netflix and for that. Yeah. And paying for cable. Now it's too much.
Yeah. What's up with this? Did you see this Amazon Fire thing?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's new. You're supposed to be able to play games through it, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a video game thing, but I didn't really... I just read something about Fire and that, and then I saw Amazon Fire. I'm like, what the hell is that? I didn't read the article.
It's like a box, like the Hulu box or the Roku box or whatever, mm-hmm. And you can get, you know, Netflix and Amazon and all that stuff through it, but you can also play games through it, too, through the Amazon interface.
Huh. Yeah, I'm good with that. Screw Amazon. Now they're taking taxes out, so...
They're taking taxes, too?
No, that's not their fault. That's Massachusetts.
Oh, all right.
Don't blame it on them. It's not like they're adding a special Amazon tax onto it.
I pay all my use tax on my taxes.
You do?
Yeah.
I just did my taxes the other day, and there was a question on Connecticut state tax. Did you buy anything in any other state, and you haven't paid the difference for the sales tax? And I'm like, really? You think I would really admit
to
that?
And Joe said, yeah, yes. He goes, I did not buy anything out of state, right?
I only shop in Connecticut. I'm like, who in the world would say, by the way.
See, now, that doesn't make any sense to me. If you go to another state and you pay taxes, you're paying their tax. Mm-hmm. That's what they charge you. Why should you then have to go back to your home state and pay them money for stuff that you bought somewhere else?
Technically, from how I understood, at least this was like 10, 15 years ago, if you went and bought a TV in New York and you lived in Massachusetts, you'd still have to pay Massachusetts tax on that TV. Not the difference, but actual tax.
The actual tax.
Which is...
Screw that. That's why I go to New Hampshire to get my alcohol.
And what do you get in New Hampshire, Joe?
Nothing. He buys all the stuff in
Connecticut. I buy everything in Connecticut. But if I did go to New Hampshire, I'd probably buy booze and fireworks.
Probably.
That's what they're known for. You go to Vermont for the maple syrup.
Yep.
God. Yeah. So, speaking of fireworks, Joe, picking me up this year?
If I do happen to go to New Hampshire, I may buy some fireworks. We'll see.
I'm going to New Hampshire in July.
You're going to New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah?
I'm going camping.
Why?
Save my soul.
After the 4th?
After the 4th.
Ooh, fireworks again, discount.
Why? Who's making you go?
Who's making you?
It's for my wife's birthday.
And where are you going in New Hampshire?
We're going to Guilford, New Hampshire. It's on Lake Winnipesaukee or something like that.
You're going to hang with Mitt Romney?
No, I'm going to Jennifer Nettles and Indigo Girls concert. And we're taking Sam.
Don't they have hotels?
They do, for $250 a night.
Oh.
So for $35 a night, we're going camping for 2 nights.
In a tent.
I was going to say, how much is Toronto on a bagel?
A lot.
Do they have cabins there?
I looked. Believe me, I researched all my options before it was decided upon that we were going. I can do anything for 2 days, okay? It's 2 days. It's not like it's a whole week. I'll get through it. I got a couple months to psych myself up for it.
I'd rent like a pop-up or something.
Joe, you remember the last time I slept in a tent? I know.
That was awful. That was the last time I slept in a tent. first and last.
Yes, we had our... We were a little late in reserving our room for our rugby tournament.
Oh, boy.
We got stuck at a campground with the rest of the guys. Mm-hmm. So it was maybe... There's Bill, Rich. There's a couple other people, right?
Yeah, yep.
So we go... I didn't have a sleeping bag, so I borrowed one from my stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a big guy. He's a shorter, smaller guy. So I didn't realize this. I get there. We're going to sleep for the night. Every time I rolled over my sleeping bag, the thing would just pop all the way open because it was too small.
Yeah.
I must have woke up every hour on the hour. It was miserable. And then
It was raining.
It was raining. And then we had the first rugby match of the day. Of the
day
was 8
o'clock. 8
a.m. match. After sleeping maybe 3 hours, it was just brutal.
See, now, if I was going to do something physical like that, I definitely would want a hotel room, because after you get beat up all day long, you want to go sleep in a bed.
And what was worse was that was the weekend where after we lost that first match, I had to drive back to Massachusetts for my cousin's wedding.
Yep.
Oh.
And then I had to call back to see if we won the second match. If we won the second match, I'd have to go back to Rhode Island to play the next day, which we lost, and I was happy about.
I think everybody was happy that.
Yes,
we don't have to play tomorrow.
Well, that's the worst. If you don't win the first game, you just don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to play. There's no point, because you can't win it all.
You can't win it all, and you're stuck playing on Sunday.
Yeah, in the consolation bracket. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, let's see who wins to finish third.
Yeah, that was... And I actually got permission to tell a story. You want a rugby story? I know I've told you, Joe.
Sure.
This is the first year that... You were on the team then. This was, I think, the tournament before you joined.
Yeah.
It was myself and my brother, and we had a few other guys on the team. We were out. And being the first time down there, my brother boozing it up.
Oh, yeah. I heard this story.
So he's trying to, make himself look good in front of the guys. So it's the end of the night. And somehow he made this bet with a couple guys on the team. He could get back into the bar and pick up these two girls. So he comes out with them. And I'm not going to say that they weren't attractive. However, I do know, based on how intoxicated my brother was, he was not seeing
what he thought he was seeing.
He had his drunk goggles on.
Yeah.
So I go to my brother. I'm like, let's just go back to the hotel. Let's just go back. He's like, oh, no. And they're all tugging him and grabbing him.
Yeah.
Like, just come back to the hotel. He's like, no. I'm like, all right, whatever. Must have been 5-6 in the morning. I get a call. Dan, come get me. Where are you? I don't know. I was like, well, what am I going to do? He's like, meet me by the feet. Now, this is in Newport.
Oh, yeah.
I come driving into the center of Newport. All of a sudden, I just see him, like, sprinting down the road towards the car. I was just looking. I was like, I told you. I was like, just go. So I had to ask permission for that story because I don't like to tell stories if the people aren't there. So
that's funny.
But that had to be one of my best phone calls I've ever gotten. I don't know. Next week maybe we'll try that experiment. I don't know who wants to. Shannon's going to volunteer to do it.
I'll eat poppy seed bagel.
You like poppy seed, Joe?
Oh, I might not be here next week.
Okay. All right.
I'm supposed to go to Syracuse.
What?
Yeah, for some lacrosse thing.
What the hell is wrong with you, Joe?
If I wasn't going to be a Syracuse, I wouldn't be here anyway because I'd have to go to Blandford for a race.
Let me ask you, is Kaylee playing lacrosse?
No.
Okay. All right, lacrosse. I guess that's what happens when you live in Connecticut, Joe. All right.
Well,
that always seemed like field hockey for boys to me.
All right, well, before I say anything else I'll regret, I'll just sign off. I'm Dan.
Shannon.
Joe.
And we'll talk to you next week, except for Joe, because he'd rather go watch lacrosse.